This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will join us coming up in a little bit. We got baseball today, afternoon and evening. Rangers, Rays, Blue Jays, Twins, Diamondbacks, Brewers, Marlins, and the Phillies. Last night, Seahawks rolled the Giants. Now, if you would have said which game will be better between the Jets and Chiefs or the Giants and the Seahawks, I would have said, well, the Giants and the Seahawks. The Giants were two-point underdogs at home. I thought it was going to be a competitive game. Might not be a pretty game, but it would be competitive. It was not. The Jets and the Chiefs was a competitive game. But the Giants get humbled 24-3. Daniel Jones threw two interceptions, including a pick six. He was sacked 10 times. He was pressured 26 times. He was hit 15 times. Other than that, how was your evening? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning, those watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner and the radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. I got some numbers here. Fewest completions of at least 10 yards among quarterbacks who have started all four games. So this is the ball in the air for 10 yards or more. Not a 10-yard completion where I throw it for two and you run for eight. Because I was curious about Joe Burrow and the game plan for the Bengals, that he's not healthy, and I think they're purposely saying nothing deep. Like, don't spend time in the pocket. He can't elude the rush. We saw that with Tennessee. And it felt like everything was going to be 10 yards or less. Quick passes and see if you could survive. Well, here are the numbers. These are through four games. Joe Burrow has attempted 36 passes of at least 10 yards in the air. He's completed 11. That's the worst percentage. Daniel Jones, 31 pass attempts, 13 completions. Derek Carr is in there. Justin Fields is in there. I mean, that shouldn't be a surprise. Kenny Pickett is in there. Lamar Jackson is in there as well. But you're seeing this with Joe Burrow. And at some point, do you feel like, or do the Bengals say, you know what, let's sit him down. Let's sit him down for a little while. And the only reason why I would do this, and I said this to Peter King yesterday, because Peter goes, well, I don't agree with sitting him down. No, you sit him down if the doctor says he will be, you know, 100% in 5 weeks or 4 weeks. And this is 2 weeks ago where I thought, do you sit him down, have him come back after the bye week? And then you just gear up and you try to hold on for dear life in the AFC North, because it'll be a competitive division. I don't know if it'll be great, but it'll be competitive. And maybe you'd still have a chance to win the division and host a playoff game. But where they're going now, That's not going to happen. Because Joe Burrow is the reason he's holding you back now, because he can't play the way we're used to. Do we have a quarterback ratings game here, Paulie?
If you want it, of course we do.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Dan, this is a little game. After 1 month of the season, we're going to use quarterback rating, which is, you know, not exact science, but it kind of gives you an idea whether a guy's playing good or bad.
Okay.
Who? Which NFL quarterback is leading the league in quarterback rating? Not necessarily touchdowns or yards, but quarterback rating. Who would like to go first?
Seton O'Connor, you go first.
I'm going to say Tua.
All right. Todd?
I'm going to say Mahomes, but it's probably not.
Okay.
But I'm going to go Mahomes.
All right. Marvin?
Jared Goff.
Ooh. Okay. I'll say Jalen Hurts.
Patrick Mahomes is 15th in the league in quarterback rating.
Ooh, crushed.
Jared Goff is 11. Who did you have, Dan?
Jalen Hurts.
Hurts? Boy, he's not up there.
No, I think I said I had Hurts down, down on the
You had him falling.
Yeah, way
Jalen Hurts is 14th in the league in quarterback rating.
Dang.
Tua is second at 114.4. Russell Wilson
Brock
is...
Brock Purdy Jr. the third.
Brock Purdy.
Let's go! Let's go, Brock!
Purdy.
Yes!
Not a lot of yards, nope. Not a lot
efficient.
Of attempts.
He's efficient.
That's my guy.
He's 72% passer. He's only got 1,000 yards. 254 yards a game. No picks.
All he does is win.
Now,
heck yeah, dude.
The back half of that game.
Okay.
Who is last in the league of starting quarterbacks, not bench guys, starting quarterbacks in quarterback rating?
Joe Burrow.
Anyone else would like to go?
I'm going to say it's got to be Daniel Jones.
Solid guess.
Marvin?
Jimmy G.
Ooh. All he does is win.
James or G?
Not this year.
Tannehill.
Todd's got Ryan Tannehill.
Zach Wilson.
Well, you guys got some good guesses. Garoppolo's not so bad. He's 23rd. He's always a nice quarterback rating guy.
Okay.
He never is in the middle.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill's 31st. Zach Wilson's 32nd. Ooh. Daniel Jones is 33rd. Joe Burrow is last in the league in quarterback rating at 69.1.
Hello.
Dang.
Hello.
Pay that man his money. It's not nice. Come on.
Come on, Todd. You're
proving himself for you.
Yeah, that man. Yes, man. Yeah. Money. What's the poll question for hour two on this program, Seton O'Connor? God, that movie drives me crazy. I love the movie. I hate seeing that scene. What, Paulie?
Have you seen the clip from Rounders where they talk to Matt Damon about making it? And he discusses the accent by John Malkovich. He goes, we were all sitting there like, what do we do here? I guess it was more pronounced, the Russian accent by great actor John Malkovich. But Matt Damon talks about, everyone's looking at each other, what do we do here? Because it's Malkovich did like a couple days on set.
And he strikes me as I'm a method actor and I'm in the moment here. I am KGB. I'm like, oh my God.
He's one of the great actors of our generation. And if he wants to play the part that way, damn it, listen to the man.
I wonder if the people on set thought, well, he must be right. He's John Malkovich.
Well, how do you tell him to not do what he has been getting ready to do for a couple of days?
Why don't we... Okay, that was perfect. That take was perfect.
You know, how about...
That was perfect.
Can we take it down just a little bit?
Maybe we try one a little more subdued. How about something a little more subdued? That was perfect, though. That was perfect.
How about a little more... English in there.
Can you do a Russian guy who's been in America for 30 years?
Hey, that man is money.
Like a 90-year-old Russian. Yes, Todd.
You also have to factor in, is a particular actor difficult to work with, or they're quick to explode with any type of slight criticism? I always wonder how they gently handle some of these different actors.
I don't think I would say something to Christian Bale.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I don't know if De Niro would take direction, unless it's Marty Scorsese. I think there's a few of them that you probably go, nah, probably better not. Remember Nicolas Cage and Peggy Sue Got Married? He did an accent, and it was horrible. It ruined the movie. And she hated it, but he wouldn't change because that's the voice that he thought his character should have. But then you could have, you know, when you have Brad Pitt's character, when he was a Pikey in Snatch. Yes. And he developed the accent the night before, I think.
Blue.
I think Guy Ritchie said that Brad said, you know what, can I have fun with this and, you know, try an accent, I think. And so he had that accent that you picked up every, like, fifth word that he said. But it made the movie better. He was funny. Yes.
It added so much to the movie.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Dylan reminds me of Grandma from Rounders. Look at it. Look at the photo of him in the movie Rounders. And look at Dylan. Yep. Both 40-year-old guys. A little overweight. Got the Fu Manchu. Ready and willing to, you know, mess somebody up.
Yeah,
and
but
they're into gambling.
That's such a random pull. I don't even remember the Grandma.
No. His name, the character's name was Grandma. In Rounders, the guy that beat up Ed Norton? First of all, you have to rewatch it.
Well, yeah, it's a random poll by you.
We just talked about Rounders. What do you mean random?
Because the John Malkovich scene is famous. That's not famous. Like, we make fun of that scene all the time. Not Matt Damon gets beat up by Grandma.
Go ahead, back to you.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's the scene that didn't stick out to you, Dan.
Okay, it did Marvin. Yes, Paul.
So you guys love bad accents. I love non-existent accents in movies. When an actor is so big and famous that they go, yeah, I'm just going to do my normal accent. I love the movie Hunt for Red October. I watched it 3 times in the past year, I'm sure. But Sean Connery is playing a Russian submarine captain with a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
He just speaks like himself.
You're playing both sides. Going to defect.
It's fantastic. I'm like, because I love Sean Connery, but he's like, eh, no, I'm just not going to do a Russian accent.
There are other bad accents, and I haven't done a deep dive on it.
Well,
but
one of the worst is, what are we waiting for? Jack in
Jack in Departed was terrible.
It was terrible.
I think he forgot his accent a couple of times, you know, in the movie, where you're going, wait, Jack's just talking like Jack. And then he had his Irish accent. Not good. Not good. And people love that movie.
I don't hate it.
It became silly after a while. At the very end, where everybody's shooting everybody, and I'm like, wait, what is happening here? Not good.
Yeah. That's kind of the way those things end, I think.
Yeah.
Everybody shoots each other.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
Sean Connery's got the trifecta. He was in the Indiana Jones movie. What is that, Last Crusade?
Yeah.
He plays Indiana Jones' father. They're both American, but the dad's got a Scottish accent. It's awesome. He's that big.
He doesn't have to apologize for anything.
He would be a terrible actor if he tried to do accents.
Yeah.
That Scottish accent trying to do,
yeah.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie. You're like, that doesn't sound right at all.
I love him.
Dustin in Iowa. Dustin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Hey, so this has nothing to do with what you're talking about right now, but I just wanted to let you know of this little game. So I drive the same way to work every day, and around the same point, I hear the play of the day. And this little game I've been playing for a few years that you're unaware of. When I hear the play of the day and you yell over it, runner, left side, got it,
yeah,
over the recording, yeah, I know that I'm going to have a good day that day.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't do that today, Dustin, but I do that as a shout out to my brother, my younger brother, that I know that he listens around the same time. And then when we do play of the day, running left side, got it.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Dave. Drew in New Mexico. Hi, Drew. What's on your mind today?
What's up, dudes?
Hey, man.
John Malkovich. Best movie I've seen with him recently is The Alphabet Murders. If you haven't seen it, I don't remember if it's a series or a movie, but it's awesome. Coaching hot seat quarterway through the season. Giants fans, hold our beer. As a lifelong Raiders fan, we have not been able to get our coach right since, shoot. Man, I don't even know. They should have just kept Rich the podcast.
Thank you, Drew.
Been that long.
Yeah, I wonder how long Josh McDaniels holds on there. You have to go back to Gruden was a good coach for you, but yeah. Been a little dicey there. Yes, Eden.
Someone asking on the Twitter.
On the Twitter. On the X.
If Bill Belichick is on the hot seat, why isn't Mike Tomlin? Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. He's 8-9 in the playoffs, 1-1 in the Super Bowl. Bill Belichick has an infinitely better record than that.
But he has a winning record every year, and he's got a career that mirrors Bill Cowher, who's going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, the Steelers, that is a loyal, loyal, loyal organization. Whether they had three coaches in the last 50 years. So they would really have to be like a four-win team before I feel like he'd be on the hot seat. Yeah, Paulie.
Mike Tomlin never has a bad season. Bad for the Steelers, not bad for football. I don't think he's ever had a losing season. 8-8 in 2019.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's usually 9, 10, 11, 12 wins.
Yeah.
Isn't that another way of saying mediocre, though?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy never loses, but he also never wins. So there's that.
They haven't won the AFC. They haven't gone to the Super Bowl since 2010.
But Mike Tomlin is not recognized as one of the greatest coaches of all time. Bill Belichick's recognized as the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah, so we should better get rid of that guy.
Well, your ceiling is higher. The expectations are higher. And he hasn't delivered. Like, they're not even threatening. You missed the playoffs four consecutive years? Yeah. I mean, maybe he's not on the hot seat. Maybe it's not that big a deal. But at some point, I think you got to look at this and go, is he helping or hurting? Yes, Todd.
You become a victim of your own success. When you win that many titles, Brady or not, and you're all the way at the top, that fall looks that much more dramatic, even if you're going from Super Bowl to mediocre.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Todd.
Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, you can give him the full. Yeah, you can give him the full. Come on.
Oh,
I think it's a valid
point. He nailed
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Todd has taken over for McLovin. He's against the grain. I'm fine with that. All right, we'll take a break. Our good buddy Ross. We'll ask Ross Tucker. What do you do if you're the Giants? What do you do if you're the Patriots here? Do you make a change? We got a few things to talk to Ross about, and we'll start coming up right after this. Simply Safe Home Security. What's up, Holmes? Simply Safe Home Security, the revolutionary home monitoring innovation, 24/7 live guard protection designed to help stop crime in real time. If an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and deter them through Simply Safe's new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera. 24/7 live guard protection, the new Smart Alarm indoor camera. They work seamlessly as part of Simply Safe system to keep your family safe during break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Install it if you want to. That's the simple part of it, and it can take you 30 minutes or less. Or Simply Safe, they can have an expert do it for you. Either way, it's easy to protect your home. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. No contracts, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. Wonderful to deal with. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
2, 3, 4. From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. He's the popular Ross Tucker, Westwood One, CBS Sports, NFL, college football analyst, and he hosts the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He'll also be on the call Thursday night for the Bears and the Commanders on Westwood One. Ross, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Dan. Doing fantastic. How are you, man?
Well, we're good. We're just trying to figure out how bad things are. Let's start with the Giants. And is this a bump in the road? Or is this a pothole that can't be filled this year?
Probably a pothole that can't be filled this year. I am a little curious to see how they look when they get their two best offensive players back. I mean, they have a Pro Bowl left tackle in Andrew Thomas, who does make a significant difference for them up front. And they just, I mean, Dan, I don't feel like they've ever given Daniel Jones good receivers. I mean, I'm watching last night. Isaiah Hodgins and Paris Campbell, they are a team. It's funny because we always have these debates about running backs and how important they are. I got news for you. Saquon Barkley is really important to the Giants because he's by far their most talented skill position player, their most explosive player. And I think he gives Daniel Jones some easy completions because they don't have a very good receiving core.
Okay, but they do have Waller. He was supposed to be a difference maker. This is a team that went to the playoffs. They won a playoff game. Barkley banged up again. But that offensive line, I don't know if one offensive lineman coming back is going to cover up all those blemishes here. Are they going to be the worst team in their division?
Yeah, I think they are, which is surprising to me. You know, a lot of people thought the Giants would take a big step back from last year. I thought they'd be about what they were. I actually thought, you know, year two for Daniel Jones in that system with Brian Daboll, I thought he would build upon what he did last year. I was okay with the Giants giving him that contract. I think the thought process was, hey, you know, he played really well in the second half of the year. He played awesome in a road playoff game that we won. Now he'll be second year in the system. We'll get him some better weapons. He'll be even better. And it just has not happened so far at all, not even close.
Okay, could you see a scenario where the Giants are out of it and then all of a sudden Waller would be available, Saquon Barkley may be available to trade?
You know, the trade deadline's still pretty early in the NFL. You know, it's Halloween this year. They keep pushing it back. It's interesting, Dan, because if you got to like mid-November – or even more like baseball, like late November, I feel like you'd see more trades like that.
Yeah.
But that's tough to do in the NFL when you still have 2 months left. That's a lot of football to be played. I mean, you're talking about these teams still playing 9 games.
But do you think the NFL doesn't want that? That they don't want teams to be giving up earlier? Or you're renting players? I'm not sure what the logic would be as to why you have a trade deadline that's not, you know, halfway deeper through the season.
I think that they always had the fear, Dan, that it would, that teams would, the later it goes, the teams would, it would give the impression that teams are giving up on the season. And the NFL is very sensitive to that, and maybe rightfully so. They really don't like when people talk or believe that a team is tanking for a draft pick. You know, what the NFL believes in is any given Sunday, anybody can win. Look, the Cardinals beat the Cowboys by double digits. That's really what they want to hang their hat on, I think, is the competitiveness of every game. It is interesting, though, because it's like the total polar opposite, I feel like, Dan, of like basketball, where basketball, so much of the conversation is the transactions that are made and the moves and the guy. And it feels like the NFL doesn't want it to be about that, other than like the draft and free agency. They don't want the season to be about anything other than the season, not teams and the transactions and roster moves they're making.
Talking to Ross Tucker, Westwood One, and CBS Sports NFL and college football analyst, former NFL offensive lineman. I started the show because I had this moment last night. I'm watching the game, and I'm watching Pete Carroll on the sidelines. He's 72. He's the youngest 72-year-old guy that you probably would ever be around. And I wondered, you got Belichick, who might be on the hot seat, and looks like maybe the game is passing him by and what, you know, he did before and you can't do it now. But here's Pete Carroll, refreshed, had a rebuild on that team at 70, traded away a, you know, potential future Hall of Fame quarterback. And then I started thinking about Deion Sanders with the spirit that he has with Colorado. It's a college-type spirit that Pete Carroll still has, that he took from USC to Seattle. And I was wondering, Deion could do that. Deion could do what Pete Carroll's doing from the standpoint of that enthusiasm, that energy that's there. And I don't know why I just had that connection between those two, the oldest coach in the NFL, and then Deion's impact in college football, and then Bill Belichick is sort of, you know, dangling in limbo here in New England.
You know, Dan, there's several awesome topics off of that statement by you. Number one is that I really feel like with every passing year, the positivity of Pete Carroll, right? The hey, has everybody's back, and the encouragement, that reinforcement, that plays much better with these young guys, Dan, than the negative reinforcement in New England. I truly believe that makes a big difference in terms of the motivation. I don't think that the negative reinforcement in New England is as powerful or as impactful as it used to be. The other thing is, Dan, I don't know if I ever really thought of this till you just said it, right? If they don't throw that pass against New England in 2014, and they hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, and they win that game, okay? And Pete Carroll has multiple national championships and multiple Super Bowls. Has anybody else ever done that? And as we keep talking about him and the success he's having again now, where does Pete Carroll then stack up? Because Saban has been unbelievable in college, Didn't really do it in the NFL. Now, Belichick's never really been in college, but also Belichick's never really done it with anybody other than Tom Brady. I just think that Pete Carroll, especially if he had won that second Super Bowl, not that you have to, but if he had 2 Super Bowls with, I don't know, what did he get in college, 2 or 3? That would put him in a really unique category, and he'd have a heck of an argument when you start talking about the best coaches ever.
If you had, you know, we looked at football the way basketball looks at basketball, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's the football. If they did the Football Hall of Fame as opposed to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, then maybe you'd be looking at Pete Carroll differently, that, you know, now his status or his place in history changes because what he did in college and what he did and has done in the NFL. You get 2 national titles. You won a Super Bowl. You're literally on the doorstep of a second one there. But at 72, I mean, it's remarkable. And, you know, they're not going to win that division, but they're going to be a playoff team, wild card team probably. He brought in Geno Smith. They draft well. They got rid of Russell Wilson. They got an unbelievable haul back from Denver. And, you know, Pete and John Schneider have done a wonderful job.
And I think Dan last year might have been his finest coaching job. I mean, going into the year, when you told me they were going to have two rookies starting at offensive tackle and Geno Smith at quarterback, it was like Top Gun. Like, you're going to do what? And I thought they might be the worst team in the league. And they made the playoffs. I mean, that was really, really impressive. Obviously, what he did with Russell Wilson and Legion of Boom and that stuff is impressive. But I don't know that there was a better coaching job that Pete Carroll's done than last year getting that Seattle team into the postseason.
I said this yesterday. Would Bill Belichick, the GM, fire Bill Belichick, the coach?
No, but Bill Belichick, the head coach, would fire Bill Belichick, the GM, if it worked that way. Listen, Dan, they're going to have to do something, right? Like, I don't know what's going to be, but, you know, it's really interesting. They are victims of their own success. I have a bunch of friends that are Patriots fans, and the real issue isn't that, and Seton can talk about this, but the real issue isn't that they're 1-3 or whatever. The real issue is there's not really any path right now for them to get back to being a championship caliber team. Like, what, when you're looking at the Patriots, what are you saying? Well, at least we have this or we have that, or if we do this or we do that, there's nothing right now. There's nothing right now that gives you any hope that they can be back to being a Super Bowl contender. And after 20 years of it was Super Bowl or bust, these people aren't okay, Dan, with 7 wins, 8 wins. Oh, it was a pretty good year. You know, we went 9-8. We had a winning season. They're very spoiled and rightfully so. And so they're in a really tough spot here, because once your fans start to become apathetic, or once your fans feel like they don't have hope, that's a problem.
All right, you're going to be on the call of the Bears Commanders on Thursday night. There's a bet in place for Meat Friday because the Bears and Broncos just played. Paulie is a Bears fan, Fritzy a Broncos fan. And the loser doesn't get to take part in Meat Friday until his team wins again. So Paulie lost on Sunday, but he's got an out with this game on Thursday. If the Bears beat the Commanders, then Meat Friday is restored for Paulie. Who do you have winning Thursday night with the Commanders and the Bears with Meat Friday at stake?
Oh, man. I forgot that Meat Friday was at stake. That had to be brutal for Paulie. Because I know Paulie, I'm pretty sure Paulie invented Meat Friday. So that's got to be killing him. I like the Commanders. I know, you know, you're supposed to say that the Bears are winless and they're going to win one of these and maybe a short week against the Commanders team that just went to overtime against the Eagles. But I don't know, Dan. I'm actually pretty impressed by the Commanders watching them against the Eagles on Sunday. You know, I've had several quarterbacks tell me over the years, you don't really know about a guy until they have a terrible game, throw 3 or 4 picks, their team loses, and how they bounce back from that. Well, if that's the case, then the Commanders might have their quarterback, because Sam Howell was terrible against the Bills, 4 picks. They lose by 30 points. He goes into Philadelphia and completes over 70% of his passes, including that drive all the way down the field, which probably would have been a game-winning drive if Ron Rivera went for 2, but that's a whole other conversation. I think Howell might be the real deal, and I think the Commanders win that game. I mean, the Bears are just a mess right now. The Chase Claypool thing, the defensive coordinator, I mean, they're like the Bad News Bears right now.
Okay, but they're probably going to end up with 2 of the top 4 picks in the draft. They got Carolina's pick. They got their pick.
Yeah, right now it would be the top 2 picks.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, unlike the Patriots, which is so bizarre, right? The Bears actually have hope in that regard. Well, at least we're going to have the top 2 picks. But that's also, Dan, what they said last year. Last year, they're like, hey, Fields looks good, but keep losing so we can get the number 1 pick. We'll got Fields. We'll trade the number one pick for a King's ransom. Then the next year's, we're at the next year now, and they haven't won a game yet. Fields doesn't look like the guy. So how many years in a row are you going to do this if you're the Bears? Is this like the Sixers, and we're trusting the process of getting the number one pick every year, and eventually somehow we'll be good?
We were just talking about movies. The movie Rounders, I like. I just hate John Malkovich's accent when he's KGB. We were going to try to guess what one of your favorite movies is of all time. Okay, we each get one guess. All right, Todd?
Airplane.
Airplane, okay. Seton?
Animal House.
All right. Marvin?
Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh. Holy.
I'm so sure of one of them, I'm taking it off the board. The program. My pick will be. I would bet a week's pay that it was in Ross's top three that he put together before that. I bet a week's pay on it. My guess would be Old School because of Ross's age.
Okay. I'm going to go Gladiator.
I forgot about Gladiator. I love Gladiator. First of all, Paulie knows me like a book. I mean, Paulie, starting defense, plays at the table. Did I watch that? Did I watch that movie the night before 2 days started? Ever since I was 14 years old? Yes. Yes, I did watch the program every year. By the way, the worst guest by far was Fritzy with Airplane. Come on, I'm 44 years old. Airplane. I mean, come on, Fritzy.
That was a hysterical movie.
Old School was an excellent guess. That is up there for sure. I can't believe this. I must have said it on the show before, but my number one favorite movie ever is Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
Marvin.
Nailed it.
Marvin must. I must have said that somewhere. There's no way Marvin just pulled that out of nowhere.
Marvin?
It's everybody's favorite movie.
It's not mine. It's a great movie.
It's a great guess.
Okay.
I'll give you a couple more before I forget. Okay. Rocky IV. I mean, that movie single-handedly ended the Cold War.
You ever
heard of it? Rocky IV. Okay. And then very underrated comedy. I laugh multiple times a week just thinking about it. Kingpin with Bill Murray.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Okay. Kingpin.
Wasn't that shot in Pennsylvania?
Of course it was.
Okay. I thought.
Yes. Eastern Pennsylvania, like Scranton, Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
For sure. I would say it was tough for me for the comedy between Old School and Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
And then in terms of a sports movie, I really like Hoosiers, believe it or not. Yep. Like, I'm a big Hoosiers guy.
Oh, you're an underdog kind of guy.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And we have Sylvester Stallone in studio. Who knows Rocky IV quite well?
Tomorrow, man. I can't do this, man. Tomorrow. There is no tomorrow, even though it's Rocky III. There is no tomorrow.
That could have been a little
if
bit better.
If I
could change, and you could change.
Todd, you had the wrong movie.
I thought that was Rocky III before.
Sorry about
Maybe
that.
Maybe they don't like you too much either.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm convinced that if you had the Rocky IV soundtrack playing while I got in the ring with like the heavyweight champ of the UFC or boxing, that I would win that fight. As long as like the training montage or Eye of the Tiger is on in the speakers of the arena from Rocky IV, I will beat anybody in a fight. Just make sure it's really loud.
Good to talk to you. Have fun on Thursday night.
Will do. See you guys.
That's Ross Tucker. He'll be on the call Thursday night. Bears Commanders on Westwood One. Todd.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Airplane?
Yeah, I thought Airplane's for everyone, all ages.
And then I gave you, you know, a couple of minutes to prep for Rocky IV.
I think Burning Heart was the song he was referring to.
No, but when I go to you and then you screw it up, there are times I don't go to you and you give it to me and I don't even want it.
Yeah. God. I should have done the Paulie Rocky thing when they got to Siberia.
Yeah, you should have. Go ahead.
I don't like these people. It's too cold out here. What are we doing out here? Maybe they don't like using none too much neither, Paul.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
All right, let's take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's this about, Marvin?
All right, so we were talking about Jimmy Butler during the break.
Yeah.
And the guy that sings this song, a singer named Jermaine Stewart, had the exact same hairdo as Jimmy Butler did yesterday, so paying a little tribute.
That's not a good look, though.
Friday, let's go.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler is trying to have fun with this while the singer that you're talking about probably
dead serious.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't realize that Seton wore eyeliner and painted his nails black when you were in high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hardcore. Yeah.
And how did that come up and how did that go over with mom and dad?
I don't know. I mean, I was kind of doing my own thing anyway. You know what I mean? I'm sure mom and dad only got mad when I came home. One time I came home with, like, bright pink hair.
Yeah.
Like fluorescent. And that was the only time that they were really like, oh, okay, you need to wash that out or shave your head. But I, like, my hair was blue. My hair was green. It was okay. Bleach blonde. It was everything. And they didn't really have too much to say about it.
Did you have an earring?
Several times I had an earring.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had my tongue pierced for a while.
Wow.
But I got rid of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I would never like an emo kid. I wouldn't consider myself that. But yeah, I wasn't afraid of a little guy liner.
I don't know what the definition of emo is. Is there what's the definition of emo?
I think it's just short for emotional.
Oh,
it's emo. Yeah.
Oh,
it was like, there was like, within alternative music, there are a million subgenres of alternative music,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And then there was this sort of punk rock indie hybrid thing that was originally called emo that was actually really cool bands. And that turned into indie rock. But then there was like this sort of pop punk offshoot that had cool bands like My Chemical Romance was a cool band.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, and then it got into like this really super lame thing. But it was a lot of dudes, their bangs were pushed forward. I don't know. They wore ties every day.
Is Dashboard Confessional emo?
That is Mount Rushmore.
Okay. All right. Okay. At least I have an idea of the genre. Yes, Mark.
So Friday, for our playlist, everybody, all five of us, we're going to pick a pop punk song, maybe Good Charlotte, maybe Fallout, Panic, Yellow Card, whoever.
Okay.
Blink-182 in that genre or no?
No. They're a pop punk band.
Pop punk. Mm. Okay.
Pop punk.
Yeah. So it's going to be, are we going emo or pop? I was going to go pop punk, but should we just do emo instead?
You decide.
You play this more.
We should do both.
Music that I didn't listen
to. My parents just don't get me. Want to be a casualty? It's a Sawyer. Go ahead.
Doug in North Carolina. Can't wait for Friday. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Dan. I have a rather chauvinistic question to ask you guys. I know you're all married, but if you were single.
Well, wait a minute. Inspired. Maybe you should rethink it if you have a chauvinistic question, though.
Well, this came up in a conversation. I don't consider myself a male chauvinist, but this came up. This won't offend anyone.
Okay.
This is inspired by Taylor and Travis. If you were single, could you date a woman who is more successful, more famous, and wealthier than you? Or would you have a problem with that?
I think the schedules would be the one thing that would bother me. Because if you're dating Taylor Swift and all of a sudden she says, you know, I'm going to Europe on tour for 2 months, then that becomes a challenge as well. If you have, kids, as far as being popular, I guess I'd have to know who the person is and you know, how old they are. What's the environment like? You know, could I be married to J-Lo? No. No. Or Jennifer Aniston? No. It's hard enough to make a relationship work, and then you throw in everything else on top of it, that makes it, you know, the odds are not in your favor at all. Yeah, Pauline.
When I was younger and I lived in New York City, I dated a girl who was a professional actress, and she was relatively successful for the New York actress. She was on a TV show, small role. Mm-hmm. She was going places every night. She was doing things every night, and she had a lot of income. I was a bartender who worked weekends at CBS Sports. Not demeaning. I don't know what the word is, but it's like, man, she's got a lot going on and I don't have a lot going on. It was more about me than her, but I could see it being tough if you have nothing.
But usually you have musicians dating musicians or actors dating actors just because they travel in the same circles. They understand what their lifestyle is like, but it would be challenging. Really. It sounds like, oh my gosh. Yeah. You're dating that person or married to that person, but I don't think you realize what their schedules are like or your schedule, and it competes against theirs. One's at home, one's not. One's on the road, one's, I don't know. That's why when you have a Hollywood marriage that lasts, people are like, oh my God, how did they make that happen? You know, like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, you know, they've made it work. Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell, they're not even married and they made it work, you know, staying together. Yeah, Seton.
Well, a lot of times what happens is you see one of the two in the couple stops working. One of them isn't working as much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because Tom Hanks was pretty busy there for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Julia Roberts, if I remember right, she married a guy who was a cameraman on one of her movies, or he worked in the business, a longtime cameraman. But the difference between being a camera person and Julia Roberts in 1995, that's got to be stunning for a person to deal with.
Yeah, Danny Motor, I think, is his name. Yeah, but I don't know if he's a camera person on all of her movies.
Right.
Because I don't know if it works that way. But that'd be tough. Be like, where are you going? I got this movie. I'm shooting in Russia. Where are you going? I got the Toronto Film Festival. Like, wait, what? Yes, Todd.
I wonder if part of the question was posed because would it affect you from an ego standpoint or a jealousy standpoint, as opposed to how often we're going to see each other, or are they going to cheat on you in Europe somewhere while you're stuck in Pittsburgh?
It wouldn't, ego-wise, it wouldn't. But I just think building a relationship and trust and on the road and, you know, when do you get time to build the relationship? Yes, Marv.
Todd just said, I'll be stuck in Pittsburgh. I don't think a Hollywood starlet's going to be living in Pittsburgh. No offense.
Likely not.
I don't know. Isn't Michael Keaton from Pittsburgh?
From.
Coming up, you didn't ask for it, but we're going to give it to you. It's called Good Idea, Bad Idea. More of your phone calls as well. 2 hours in the books. Where did the day go? One more to go here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.